This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, September 30th. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. Daniel Ek is stepping away from the top job at Spotify, almost two decades after founding the company. Co-presidents Alex Norström and Gustav Soderstrom will succeed Ek as co-CEOs starting January 1st. Ek said that while he's stepping down, he'll be moving into a new role as executive chairman and will remain, quote, deeply involved in decision-making. China's DeepSeek has released an experimental large language model that it says has better training, better reasoning, and uses a new technique that cuts application programming interface prices by half. The so-called sparse attention technique allows AI models to handle large amounts of information with greater efficiency, and it's been explored by competitors like Google and OpenAI. DeepSeek's previous model is one of the top-rated Chinese entries in the artificial analysis rankings of LLMs, but it ranks behind offerings from OpenAI, xAI, and Anthropic. And we report that YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit over the company's suspension of President Trump's account after the January 6th Capitol riot. That's according to court papers. The Google subsidiary is the last of the three big tech companies to settle lawsuits that Trump filed against social media platforms in the months after he left the White House. Meta agreed to pay $25 million in January, and X agreed to pay $10 million the following month. Most of the YouTube settlement is earmarked for the construction of a ballroom that Trump is building at the White House. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.